Yesterday we spoke to Madonna Benneman from Two Tails Winery about the concerns and what they're facing at the moment when it comes to DAs on their property. And we thought, well, let's have a chat to the council about it. Ian Fitzgibbon is on the phone. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, look, I don't know if you heard our chat that we had with Maddie yesterday, but a lot of concerns at Two Tail Winery about DAs and the whole process, I guess.
Yes, I did listen in. We've been working with Two Tails, I guess, to try and resolve a number of issues out there at the winery and through their development application.
So what's the go, mate? I mean, there seems to be some problems, I guess.
Yeah, we've received some concerns from nearby property owners on a number of matters such as noise, traffic and other privacy issues. When council's then considering a development application, we then have to consider not only some of those impacts received, but also potential impacts that a development may have. So we're working with Two Tails on how we can work through their proposed expansion of their businesses and how to then balance or potentially mitigate some of those potential noise or traffic issues that the neighbours and nearby property owners are telling council about.
So is it because it's, you know, on a rural area, or is that one of the main things?
Yeah, this is a big challenge, not only for Coffs, but for much of regional New South Wales, where we have, you know, whether it's restaurants, cafes or function centres in rural areas, quite often it's a bit of a conflict between neighbours where people have gone out, they've moved out to a rural environment for the peace and quiet, which doesn't always match with what other potential restaurant and cafe owners or function centres have in mind. And it's that, I guess, tension that much of New South Wales is and other councils across New South Wales are struggling with at the moment to find the right balance.
Because, I mean, my understanding, I think they can have gatherings, but they can't have weddings and things like that. I mean, I don't know the difference between a gathering where someone might just happen to be wearing a white dress, but we had, after we spoke to him as well, someone contacted us saying that similar situations with other places around, including, I think it's Arara Valley Estate, Sapphire Beach Estate, and also a house at Whoopi as well.
Yeah, that's right. Council's been involved in some of these matters, particularly those ones where they were looking at function centres and function centres in, again, rural landscape areas. Again, some of the challenges the council faced and also the business owners has faced was getting complaints from nearby residents about noise, about traffic and privacy. Then when we look to do how we undertake that development application through the planning system, it gets very, very tricky. And there's not a lot of flexibility in the planning system in this space. Council's doing some work as we speak, actually, to try and improve the way our rural economy sort of works, try and find a balance where, you know, function centres or whether it be restaurants and cafes can have a bit of flexibility in the right place so that they're not impacting on neighbours and surrounding residents.
Because that's what I was going to say. What's the next step? How do we allow this kind of thing to happen? I mean, we've got a business out there who is being recognised throughout the state with their awards and with what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, on the other hand, we're saying, well done, it's great what you're doing, but you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, this is a real challenge on the way forward on how, well, Coffs capitalises on its, you know, rural economy. Here we have a great business venture looking to expand. Same with other function centres. You think Coffs would be ideal to really have such events and functions in a rural environment. But at the moment, the planning system just doesn't give us that flexibility. So we're doing a piece of work at the moment, which will come out maybe late this year or early next year, to have a chat with the community about our rural economy, our rural environment, to be able to, I guess, find a balance and how that may look. It's a bit of a journey, but we hope to work through it. We've been in conversations with the state government about it, and, you know, others like Coffs, like Byron Bay Council's going through similar issues. So we're not alone, but we are tackling it.
All right. Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, things can turn out okay before they get to the point where they can't continue on anymore. Ian, thanks so much for having a chat to us this morning, mate.
Thanks very much, Moffy.
Ian Fitzgibbon, the group leader from the Coffs Harbour City Council.